call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. You are listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. So come in, take a seat, grab your favorite beverage. And Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectations, because these are the attributes that require change. Now, like I always like to remind you, please check your vibe when you enter this lounge, because there's only positivity that's allowed here. And to get that, I want you to ask yourself right now, what do I want? Because I want you to focus on what you want, because where you focus, that's where your attention goes, and that's what you attract in. And I want to hear good stories. I want to hear all the good things that you've attracted. Now, I want to talk today about circular dating. And in the week, I spoke to one of my clients, one of my past clients, who's actually, I actually call her the enchantress at the moment, because she is just on a different level from when I first met her. And we got to talking about circular dating, and she just impressed upon me how, for her, understanding how circular dating works, finding her feminine energy, how this has totally transformed her love life. And a lot of the learnings that I have received, I always like to pass it on. As you know, I specialize in the area of dating and relationships. I'm also a spiritual coach. I call myself an enhanced relationship coach, because I believe in love your neighbor as you love yourself. You can't give what you do not have. So it's very important that you focus on self-loving. And what does that actually mean? So a lot of women, when they're out to find their Mr. Right, and as you know, I always say that there is no Mr. Right and there's no Mr. Wrong. There's only your perspective. There's only the way that you view things. I like to relate that in today's show to circular dating, because circular dating is about you. It's about how you view yourself, and looking through the learnings gained from circular dating, you form a new perspective on how you relate to other people. Circular dating allows you to, in essence, become that much more loving and attentive to self. So, what is circular dating, you're probably thinking? Well, circular dating, I first discovered it through a phenomenal coach by the name of Rory Ray. And in the time when I was learning about relationships and datings, and I really needed to understand myself, particularly in this realm, I did a couple of her courses, and that's when I was first introduced to this concept of circular dating. And the thing is, I shouldn't really say it was my first concept. I mean, it was more, how can I put it? It was packaged that way. It was packaged as circular dating. So circular dating is when you date more than one guy. You may, in relation to Rory Ray, she says that you shouldn't date more than three men. So the minimum would be three men, and you circular date those guys, which means you go out on dates, you have your coffees and your teas and you go out to your dinners. This is not about sleeping with anyone on a date. This is just about being your radiant self and having that attention showered on you, because you deserve it. And so that's what circular dating is. And it really reminded me of the days when they used to have the old black and white movies. Some of you may be too young to remember that, but the women in those days were very classic. You know, they were very feminine, because in those days the men were the breadwinners, the women made up the home, and so the women were very feminine in their energy. And I remember watching the black and white movies, and I would see these women, like, perhaps sitting in a dance, they're sitting on the chair, and they've got their little, you know, notepad in their hand, and they've got a list of all the different guys who are going to dance with them on the dating floor, on the floor. And, you know, they would go out to on dates, you know, they'd say to the parents, I'm just going out with Jeremy, I'm just going out with John. And you have to remember that in those days, women had really high principles. They were taught to have high principles. They were taught that sex had a very high value on it. So sex was not freely accessible. The sex economy, unlike now, was very low, because the end result of having sex was a child, and a child was a cost. In these days, you know, we see more like the pill, which means women can engage in sex more readily and protect themselves from having a child. Anyway, I don't want to digress. Let me come right back to circular dating. So circular dating was the way of not having yourself in a position, or placing yourself in a position, where you have attention on one man. It kept you centered and grounded. And what I loved about this concept is it tied in with a vision that I was given one day, where I saw a woman on the steps, a queen in fact, and a diagram of some steps leading to her throne. And spirit reminded me, showed me how a man relates to a woman, and how I was told that eggs do not chase sperm. Sperm chases egg. So when you think about the womb, it is the sperm, multiple sperms, that pursue, that are in competition to get that egg and to penetrate it. And so if I take that concept out into the real world, what does that mean? It means you allow yourself to be pursued by a few men. Okay, not millions of men, but a few men. Anyway, you couldn't stop it even if you wanted to, even if it was a million. Okay, so to me, I really related to this concept that was later confirmed by spirit, that this is the way to go. So when I was speaking to my girlfriend, you know, we're very, very close, and she said to me that circular dating saved her life, her love life. I could totally relate. So I want you to just think about it. Say that, for example, you've met a guy, you think that this guy is the one, you're really attracted to him, you enjoy each other's company, you think that, you know, you've got so much in common. You even like, you know, the little quirkiness about him. You're gelling, you're getting on really, really well. Does that mean that you should stop dating other men? Think about it. Should you? No, you shouldn't stop dating other men. Because one of the things that as women we do is we tend to get too serious about a potential partner. Remember, the key word here is potential. And what I found that women do is they cut off all the other sperms that are rushing towards them. Those are potential other options that you're actually cutting off from yourself. And then you dedicate on this one sperm, you don't allow him to, you make him feel as if he has no competition, and then he's just right, just heading straight at you. But masculine energy thrives on competition. It thrives on the pursuit of the chase. It's looking left, it's looking right. It wants to claim the prize. You know, last night I was watching The Vampire Diaries, and there was something in there that just blew my mind. There's a scene where there's basically two vampires and the lady vampire is running through like a field of green grass, and you know, she says words to the effect of hey, you're supposed to catch me. And he says, but if I catch you, then the game will be over. And when he said that, it blew my mind, because I just thought to myself, that is the concept. That's the essence of what you need to grab when it comes to circular dating. If I catch you, the game is over. So within circular dating, when you're dating other guys, the guy must always feel as if he is pursuing you, that you are a challenge. You have to look at yourself. This is the loving yourself part. You have to love yourself and recognize that as a queen on that throne, if you imagine the image that I mentioned, that your time is precious, which means your time isn't cheap. So you have to keep that man in anticipation for you. You keep him in anticipation for you through recognizing that your time is precious, which means it's not available for all and sundry, only for those that are deserving. So how does that translate in practical terms? If you're a woman that has a very fulfilled life, you should be so busy and consumed with your passions and your gifts and getting them into circulation. If you're a writer, be consumed with writing your books. Or, you know, if you like going to the gym, or you keep fit, or whatever your passion is, do it. That's filling your cup up and making you so radiant. Yes, because you're just emanating that light. And that's what men find so attractive. So when a man calls you, because you're so into pleasing yourself and giving yourself that time and attention, you're too busy to respond immediately to a text message. Some women get a text message and they're like, oh, even before the text message has been pressed sent, you're on it and you're responding to a message. No, you should be in a place where, you know, you're dealing with your stuff. You're busy. You're on your grind. Okay, that's not, that text message is not a priority right now. This is not about playing games. This is not a priority right now. I'll get back to this person, especially if you see that it's not that urgent. Okay, you've got deadlines that you need to adhere to. Men like anticipation. Yes. So you shouldn't be that easy to get to. Your time is not cheap. And so when you're circular dating, you have to remember that the person who actually depends the least on the outcome has the power. You see, when you're circular dating, because you're not focused on the outcome, you actually have the most power, because these men are pursuing you because they want some of that radiance. They want to add that radiance to their life. Yeah, you give kudos to who they are. You're an extension of a man. And when a man sees you, he wants you. So it's not dissimilar to, like, for example, the way I shop. I could go into a shop and I will see something. I'm not a person that browses, oh, this looks good. No, as it catches my eye, I'm like, I want that, because it's an extension of me. You see, I know that that dress is going to make me look good. I can see myself in the dress. Men are visual creatures. They can see you with them on their arm. They know how you're going to add. Men are visionaries. They see how you can fit their future. They see how you can stabilize their world. So if a man wants you, he is going to pursue you. If a man wants to place a ball in a goal, he is going, he's going to compete with the other football players or soccer players, wherever you are in the world, to get that ball in the goal. Because he wants the prize. Okay, that is his prize. So you have to see yourself as a prize. Okay, look at yourself as a walking trophy. So when you're circular dated, it stops you from becoming too quickly attached to a potential person, which can lead to potential problems in a relationship. Okay, and that's because men approach commitment very differently from women. You know, it's very easy for us to, and women, I know you can relate to this, okay? Imagine yourself in the wedding dress. Or please tell me if you haven't written your name and put his surname at the end of yours. And if you haven't, I don't believe you. But men are different. Men take a bit of time to come to that conclusion about where a relationship is headed. A man has to fall in love with you. And the best way for him to do that is to keep yourself in circulation. Okay? Keep your rotation of men going while staying grounded and centered. Because that man has to invest time in you to get closer to you. And when a man can't take you for granted, and he sees that you're keeping yourself busy and you're not putting all your efforts on him, it motivates him to move closer to you. It creates that feeling of, I need to win. Yeah? He wants to win you all to himself. So circular dating is about, you know, going for your dinners and going for your coffees. And even if you're online dating, this still applies. Meet as many matches as you can. Don't get serious about any of them. And when you do that, it then kind of turns into, it's a fun experience. Because while you're actually looking at these men, you're actually thinking to yourself, okay, maybe this one's got the type of qualities that you like. Remember, you should always be aware of what it is that you're looking for. What sort of qualities? You know, I'm sure you've heard the term dating is for data, collecting data. So you're analyzing these guys to see if they meet your criteria. Yes, it's not about you trying to change one person and try to make or control or manipulate that person into being who you want them to be. No. This is about accepting people for who they are, and it's either a match for you or it's not. So it allows you to have that light, kind of carefree spirit about yourself. Yes? So every man that you meet is actually a gift that allows you to learn about yourself by contrast, what it is you want from what you don't want. And then that allows you to actually discover, really, what kind of like makes me feel even more vibrant in a relationship. And you know what's fantastic about that as well is that sometimes, and I actually would say most of the time, a lot of women think that their so-called Mr. Right looks a particular way. When you delve deep, when I delve deep with that woman and she tells me that she wants that man to look that way, it's always because there's a feeling that she's searching for. There's a feeling that she wants. So sometimes, oftentimes, most of the time, that feeling is not packaged the way that she thinks it should be packaged. And circular dating allows you to actually kind of see that. You know, you're not focused on the outside. You're focused on the inside. And in doing that circular dating, it also makes a man realize, when he realizes that you actually haven't made him the center of your world, it makes him motivated, okay? And if a man senses that you're utterly into him before he's even asked you for commitment, before he's even asked you for exclusivity, it makes you appear less attractive to him. It makes you appear less precious to him, because you haven't allowed him to have that anticipation. You know, you know that feeling that you get when, for example, there's a guy that you like and you know that he's coming to pick you up at 7 o'clock. There's that feeling of anticipation, isn't there? You know it, girls, how we behave. You know, you want to get yourself looking just right. You want to get yourself smelling good. Maybe you want to get those pair of shoes, and you're just anticipating, especially when you're really into the person. You know, guys feel like that as well. It's like there's that anticipation. Never make a man feel like he has 100% hold on you. Okay? You have to have 100% hold on who? On you. That's what you got to do, okay? And this is true for dating and whilst being in a relationship. And while that man is climbing the steps to your throne, realize that men fall in love by giving to you, by investing in you, investing time, effort, energy. You see? That is the exchange. They're exchanging that. And think about it. If you go to a store and you buy something, or it's taking you long to acquire something because you have to invest time, energy and effort in it, you value that thing more, right? So keep the cookie jar closed. That's why circular dating is not about giving up the cookies. Okay, this is about collecting data. It's about being a swirling butterfly, you know, and it's about giving the man the gift of anticipation. Like the guy said in the vampire movies, it's like, if I was to catch you, then the game is over. It was the way that he said it, the way the game is over. And you know, I'm always talking about vibe, right? So vibe is short for vibration. If you're new here, yes, it is an acronym for vision, intention, belief and expectation. But vibe is also short for vibration, which is your energy in motion. Think about how your energy is in motion when you're circular dating. Think about what that does for your vibe. You know, when you feel so adored by these guys that just want to get at you. That makes you even more attractive, because you're even sending out more, oozing more of energy of, I feel so good about myself. Yeah? Because they want some of that radiance. So it all circulates, you see. So by focusing on yourself and doing the things that make you feel warm inside, gooey inside, content inside. These are the things that make you feel desirable, because you're desirable to yourself. You see yourself as yummy. It's like, I'm a fruit. You're more than a cookie. And so in effect, what you're actually doing is you're kind of dating yourself. You're kind of like, I'm a good catch. I would date me. And if you would date yourself, don't you think that others would? Yeah, you have to treat people how to treat you, don't you? And that means treating yourself to the things that you love. Treat yourself to things that make you feel wonderful and beautiful. You are the first example of how to treat yourself. So instead of feeling desperate because you're just clung on this guy, your energy is not on yourself, it's outside of yourself, then that then gives an air of desperation. You don't feel free. You're not free. Whereas the other way round, when you feel like you can focus on yourself and essentially date yourself, instead of feeling needy, you actually feel generous. Instead of feeling needy, like you want, you actually feel generous because you've got so much radiance to give. It makes you feel strong inside. It makes you feel confident inside. And most important, it makes you feel that you've got choices. When you've got choices, that is an incredible feeling. So having the right kind of vibe is the key to finding the right man and inspiring his love and his devotion. And when you do have that relationship that you've always wanted, you still, and I'll repeat again, don't allow that person to have 100% hold of you. Because then, what percentage of yourself do you have then of yourself? Okay? Give the man the gift. Give him that gift of anticipation. Give him that gift of chasing you. Give him that gift of pursuing you. Give him that gift of feeling his masculinity. And when you're on your throne, please do not be tempted to get down, which you do when you focus on one person. You want to get off your throne. The moment you get off your throne, you've moved from feminine energy to masculine energy, which is pursuing energy, which emasculates the man. Emasculates the man because he now can't feel like the man that he wants to be. And the thing is, it's kind of hard to articulate. He won't be able to articulate why he feels like he just wants to back off from you, because it's a psychological thing. But he'll just feel like, this doesn't feel right. I'm not really feeling this here. I'm not getting the buzz that I want from this girl. But when you stay on your throne, the more a man does for you, the more he invests time and energy. Guess what's happening in the process? He is forming an emotional connection. And now, out of the men that you're circular dating, when a man now asks you for exclusivity, you have the choice as to whether you say yes or no to that particular person. So I always say, allow the man to choose you. Never choose a man first. You allow him to choose you. Okay? And then, with your permission, you grant him the permission to penetrate your world. Now, I've got an amazing video on what I've literally just explained on this show that breaks down that concept. I mentioned the video to you at the early part of this. And it was a gift that was given to me by spirit, and I want you women to go and have a look at that video. So I'm going to give you the link. Go to valerieacampbell.com/press and scroll down the page and you will see the explainer video. Okay, that will explain to you that you can never attract more than how you feel about yourself. I want you to have a look at that video. For the Queen on the Steps video, where eggs don't chase sperm video, go to thesecretvibe.com and watch that video right there. Now, as you know by now, I've got my new book out, The Difference. It's due out September the 15th. Check out valerieacampbell.com. Read all about it right there. Grab your copy as soon as you can. And I look forward to your reviews. It's always a pleasure sharing with you. And as always, the divine in me.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.